Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to day number 2 of Knievel Fest.
The Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial Testament.
My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The People Zero, and it's been amazing. We have jumped out of a helicopter in squirrel in sky suits. This is just, there's two rings in two different sides. Oh my God, man! And this match is going on. What's going on in the ring? Tell them, Vex.
There's so much going on. This is episode number 44 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We are a part of day number 2 of a 3-day worldwide event called Knievel Fest. In the middle of the squared circle, we are 90 minutes into a match. It is Evans versus Evans 2.
Oh man!
Now, if you tuned in yesterday, Johnny Zero, if these people heard the world heavyweight champion JJ the Duke of Chicago Evans was shot in the face. He was shot in the face. He was left for dead, taken to the hospital by Buffalo Butt, and he was put in critical condition. He is wearing a special mask designed for him by the physicians, allowing him to compete today against James Evans.
You got to admire the bravery of Jimmy Walker there.
Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. The Duke of Chicago, the post-apocalyptic warrior. Isaac Hayes is here. I mean, there's so many celebrities here. So many people in campers and...
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. And RVs and traveling city has sprouted up here at Knievel Fest. Now,
yes, both sides.
In the midst of the square circle, the Evans duo, if you will, battling back and forth. It's been a momentous match. Johnny Zero, we are literally over 90 minutes in.
I can't believe this. Isn't this the longest match we've ever covered live?
Well, the thing of it is, there is no time limit. So technically, we are going to wrestle in the squared circle until there's a winner today.
We got fans camping out. I mean, it's all day and all night, folks.
And there's still tomorrow yet, Johnny Zero.
Exactly. We haven't even gotten anywhere. Oh, my God. Looks like James, the working man, James Evans, is wrapping him up into a figure four leg lock.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a hard leg lock.
Now, it's the center of the ring, Johnny.
Yes, it is.
He cannot reach the ropes and break this.
No.
But very much to my shock, the world champion's hanging in there.
Yes, he is. I can't believe it. Not trying doing anything for 90 minutes straight, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, my God, man. The athletes here at the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
And this gentleman was shot in the face merely hours ago in the other side of the country.
Something seems weird about this, but...
You know, he's wearing that bizarre mask. Now, here's the thing. I'll tell you, Johnny. Between me and you, I was doubting that it could have possibly been the Duke of Chicago.
Yes, you did.
Knowing about the momentous
off-camera, you did
damage
that
had happened.
Yep.
But when you see his body, that's him. Oh, that's who that is in the center of the ring.
He's trying to reverse it, almost sticking it over.
No, not getting it.
No, James brings it back. You're right.
Not getting
good.
It.
Good. I'm glad to see the working man James Evans finally get his due here. This is great. He's got him going on there, and he's trying again to flip it over. Nope. James brings it back over.
This is just back and forth.
This has just been going on. Fans, we've been here all day. We need. Did you bring that sunblock stuff?
No. I don't work for you, you tabloid reporter.
I'm
with the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I don't know. This is beneath my pay grade.
Yes.
Don't talk to me. Talk about the ring.
The magenta cloak. And
you got me jumping out of helicopters yesterday.
You're the one that booked that flight, not me.
It was not I.
You and Steve Wilkos and the Jerry Springer Mafia.
You know, I'm so happy we reacquired the World's Television Championship.
Yes, we did.
And the World's Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Now, later on today, we get to see Mr. Brady facing off in the squared circle against Triple B, Danny Bonaducci.
Hell of a match there.
I feel bad for Danny. He's going to be crushed by the world's greatest wrestler.
Look at the excruciating pain on the face. On both of these guys. I mean, these guys have gone at it. They're blue.
This is how I know you're a liar. You are lying to our listening audience. The Duke of Chicago's wearing a mask. You know he's wearing a mask.
No, I said both of their faces.
You can't even see his face.
No, man.
It only
covers up the one cheekbone. I can see the fucking...
Look
at the blood coming out of there.
You're a tabloid reporter.
Dude, 90 minutes he's got...
How dare you,
the
sir?
The fountain of misinformation.
You're suspect.
Unbelievable.
Look at the blood.
Look at the blood coming out of both of their faces.
One day, Johnny Zero.
Do we have a...
I'm going to die.
Do we have...
and I don't want it to be with you in a goddamn helicopter.
Well, then don't book it with Steve Wilkos and the Jerry Springer
Mafia.
How
did I know? My goodness.
Well, how about checking the eye?
He's going to reverse the figure four leg lock. He's rolling. And James snaps it back into place.
Snaps back in there. Oh, man, this is excruciating watching this, fans. Excruciating.
Now, if you take out your binoculars, that's Florida Evans.
Yeah, is that
going down to the ringside?
Right. That's Lona trying to stop her. What's going on here?
Now, we know Buffalo Butt's down there as well.
Oh, James. It's all right, Mrs. Evans. Here, take my chair, Mrs. Evans. Here, sit down. I can't sit down, no. I can't take this no more. Come on, baby, please, sweetheart, ma'am, don't.
What kind of a mother gets her son shot in the face?
Dude, she's worried about her kid. That's a nice lady.
Puts him in pro wrestling the very
Mrs.
next
Evans,
day.
Please.
Shame on you,
please,
Mrs. Evans.
Don't you disrespect her, man. Don't disrespect Florida.
What kind of mother
are
you?
It's Mrs. Evans. I don't say that. She has nothing to do with it.
My goodness.
Take my chair, Mrs. Evans. I got you. Everything's going to be okay. Let me put a coat over.
Mrs.
Here.
Evans pulls her way away from Johnny Zero. She goes to ringside.
No, Mrs. Evans, no.
She's saying something to James. We can't make it out. Johnny.
I can't get to her, man. Malone's up at the ring.
Johnny Zero, the world champion, has passed out. He's passed out. His shoulders are down.
The poor baby's crying, man.
The
she's
world
crying.
Champion has passed out in the ring.
I don't know. I got Gwynn blocking me. Fuck you,
now,
Sergeant.
The referee.
Sergeant Gwynn's blocking me from getting to her, man. I'm trying to get her out of the ring. She shouldn't be in there. She'll get hurt.
The referee has not noticed that we have a passed out competitor. He should be counting the shoulders. James Evans releases the figure four and puts down his shoulders. 1, 2, 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Florida, please, Mrs. Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, there must be
get
a winner.
Get out of my way, Gwynn.
There must be a winner.
You fucking jackal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this match is a draw for a double count out.
It's funny that you guys would be booked on this side when the sheriff and Winslow on the other side. Unbelievable, man.
Johnny, can you please get back to work?
I'm trying, man. I'm worried about the lady getting hurt up there with these assholes.
Can you focus at the task at hand?
Yes, of course.
We have a double countout in the center of the squared circle.
Unbelievable.
Florida Evans wraps her arms around her passed out son in the middle of the ring.
She's crying everywhere.
She's crying hysterically.
Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Johnny, there are fireworks coming out of the chest. There's a fiery display of the world champion. I don't exactly understand what is happening. There is pandemonium. Johnny, if you could please assist, what is happening in this scenario?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. Is that going to be... I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait for the referee's call here. What's he...
Buffalo Butt has jumped into the ring. There's now a kind of a fire situation.
Great.
He's spraying everything down with an extinguisher of some sort. All I see is smoke as far as the eye will go.
Oh, man.
It's difficult to understand. It's rising, but...
Whoa!
Pandemonium has run wild.
He came out there with a fire extinguisher. What the hell is...
John.
Did somebody throw a... bomb
the world champion's head has disconnected from his body.
What?
I don't understand what just happened.
I don't see any blood.
The world champion has just stood up and picked up his head and is trying to reattach it.
I suspect that this may not actually be
the world's heavyweight champion.
Oh, no. What the fuck? What is that, man? I'm still trying to see through some of the gas.
Buffalo Butt,
the fire extinguisher.
Buffalo Butt, if you could please come here.
Smoke, excuse me.
Buffalo Butt, what's going on?
Look here. There's a cyborg, if you will, in the ring here. This is not the JJ. The JJ is injured out. excuse me, I gotta go. Buffalo Butt.
Buffalo Butt.
So wait a minute. Buffalo Butt, you're telling me that's a cyborg in the center of the ring.
Is that an actual... You're talking about there's actually... You want us to believe that's an actual robot.
His fucking head came off, John, and he picked it up and put it back on. Allah the Headless Horseman, if you will.
This gotta
be... Halloween, what are you gonna do?
Buffalo Butt, what is... B- Buffalo Buck, come back here. We got to.
I've got no comment at this time, y'all. Hey, the boy is a cyborg now. Excuse me. I got to go.
Where's Michael? Where's the militant, Michael Evans?
No comment. You heard what he said. He has
nothing
to say.
This is insane.
I don't even know where to go from
here.
This
is like
Florida Evans.
Crazy Eddie insane.
Is covered in fucking extinguisher fluid in some capacity. The headless JJ Evans is walking back to the dressing room area without a head.
Well, her tears are all over a table here, man.
Now this is a live broadcast. I don't even know where we go from here.
Poor woman. She's been through so much.
It's such a weird scenario that we're in, Mr. Johnny's.
I'm assuming. Does that mean that her tears actually shorted out this?
Oh, now that makes sense. She's crying
cyborg?
Hysterically.
Yeah.
It is quite possible that this cyborg was shorted out by the tears of his mother. Or actually not his mother, the Duke's mother. Now here's the question. Is JJ even injured? Is he dead? Did they send an imposter to try and keep this alive?
I don't know.
Did James Evans know he was wrestling a cyborg? There's so many questions.
Where is the Duke of Chicago?
Not here.
And where's Michael?
Obviously, where is Michael?
And why is... So this man, James Evans, the working man, James Evans, fought an actual human...
For 90 minutes, he fought a robot!
I told you he was one of the most underrated workers in the world.
And I gotta tell you, my theory is the robot's batteries...
Best fighters there are.
The robot's batteries could have ran out, and it just passed down this other thing, because I wouldn't feel pain.
No, man, you heard Flora. She was hysteric in hysterics, man.
But I don't know if you had seen what happened. Like
the tears.
The world.
Maybe shorted it out.
I'm sorry. The cyborg of the world champion, he's just passed out, and his shoulders are on the ground. And the ref started to count, and then for some reason James Evans put his shoulders on the fucking ground, and then we have a double count out. Now here's the question.
Yeah.
Who's the world champion? Where is the world champion? What happens to the fucking strap? You have next to your computer right there a brand new platinum and gold world's heavyweight championship strap. Now it's not as nice as Mr. Brady's world television strap right here.
They're both
a beautiful
nice.
Belt.
They're both very nice, my friend.
But I gotta tell you.
But
whose belt is that now?
I don't know. The world's heavyweight. This is the Heritage, the TV Dad Wrestling Heritage title, an anniversary edition.
Johnny Zero, I have breaking news across my computer screen.
Yeah.
It seems the Supreme Leader, Jerry Springer,
the dictator,
is going to address this capacity crowd and use our little information center here to act as his.
And looks like Mrs. Evans.
Here, take my jacket. Hello. This is Jerry Springer, and I have reached a decision. We are here live at Canadian Fest.
Haven't you... Excuse me, Mr. Springer. No disrespect. We appreciate podcasts and everything like that, but haven't you made enough money off of these poor people's family? I mean, like, I really, you know, I happen to be friends with them. And I just don't really appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just ridiculous.
No, Mr. Springer, can you explain what the fuck just happened?
Well, as it would say, both men's shoulders were counted down as 3 in the figure 4 leg lock.
This is true.
And they went past the 9-minute mark. And the tears from Florida, Mrs. Evans, short-circuited something on the set. I'm not sure if it was the light. That's all I have to say right now. We're having a wonderful fest, and you guys just keep paying your money.
No,
and
who is the world champion, Mr. Springer?
The world's heavyweight championship, as I said, will be vacated because both men were counted down 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring, thus making my experiment here at Canadian Fest make us more money.
Why, thank you, Supreme Ruler, for addressing this audience today. Johnny Zero, the fuck?
I don't know. So, how do you have a world title vacated in the middle of a 3-day festival?
How does he say that, like, the set exploded? I saw the guy's head come off his shoulders.
I think he only cares about... I don't think he cares about the families of the Evans family or getting... Where is the real world champion? And it...
Hey, that's Mr.
Mr. Big just walked by Tony Soprano.
Oh no, Johnny Zero.
Wilkos.
I've just received...
Hey, thanks for the ride, brother. Thanks for the ride.
Johnny Zero, I've received an official email from the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
You probably got it on your computer if you look over.
He only cares about ratings, dude.
The winner of Knievel Fest in the Rocket tomorrow will be crowned the new World Heritage Heavyweight Champion.
Yep, the new World Heritage Anniversary TV Dads Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship.
So... the question remains, and it's not in this email, who's facing off against who? As of right now, Triple B is the number one contender.
Right, but that could change because he has to fight Mr. Brady.
So tonight, Triple B and Mr. Brady square off.
Yep.
The winner of that contest gets the first the pair of magnetic boots.
Yeah.
We don't know who the other competitor is.
I don't know. We have a missing in action Charles Ingles.
Now that is true. Charles Ingles, a great competitor in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him in quite a long time.
No.
I'll be honest, we haven't had a top 10 in a while because we've been busy with all of this Knievel Fest stuff.
Oh, sure, sure. We're out here on the cliff, guys.
We're just kind of theorizing at this point.
Yeah.
But we do know for a fact that either Triple B or Mr. Brady are going to be on that rocket. And whoever wins gets the fucking title, man. This brand new, glorious World Heavyweight Championship.
I would assume that Bo Duke would be the next contender in line. If not, I think it would be... Well, after a 90-minute match with a cyborg, I don't know what kind of shape James is going to
be in. I'll be honest. Now, James Evans a high contender as well.
Well, what's the next world champion?
Mr. Brady.
No, I'm saying that besides that, like to go up on the rocket with the other pair of magnet boots. I mean, this thing, when it launches, man, it can snap your ankles. I mean, like, you got to be ready to go.
No, I respect that, son.
You know what I mean? There's going to be handles on the side and stuff like that. I mean, this is the first time it's ever been attempted in the history of, you know, the sport of kings. I guess with the world middleweight champion, I would assume, would be if Beauregard was not able to go, then, and there's no Charles Ingles, so... What do we do?
I gotta tell you, I just don't know the answer.
Well, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Malibu, California, the former World Television Champion, Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaduce!
Yeah, man. He's got some fans out here, too, surprisingly.
A fantastic competitor.
Where's Mrs. Joni at? Miss Joni.
Noticeably, conspicuously, not here.
Well maybe we'll see something. And they have, I love the new traction on the Knieveltron.
The traveling Knieveltron, if you will.
Yeah, well, fans, we also want you to know, we have all of his motorcycles are spinning around in glass cases all along the outside of both sides of the cliff. We have different suits, his costumes, as I said before. It's amazing. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California. The World Television Heavyweight Champion, the Bloody Butcher, Michael Brady.
Look, what outfit is he wearing?
He looks utterly fucking fantastic.
Unbelievable.
The greatest competitor in professional wrestling today.
Unbelievable. He's got the, what do you call it? The lace,
Electric fringe, sir.
Electric fringe, but they're long, and he's spinning around in the ring and showing off in the, oh my God.
This is a wonderful contest with a 1 hour time limit.
We go and they're locked. And they lock up, folks. Cobbard elbow tie up. Looks like
Mr. Brady breaks the hold, slides under the bottom rope. He's standing outside the ring and he's taunting the competitor.
Wow, and there's a lot of people here, folks. We got a lot of people on motorcycles.
Mr.
A lot of
Brady is speaking to his adoring public.
Tents.
Boom Boom Bonaduce climbing on the top rope and hits an elbow!
Oh wow, nailed him! Nailed him! That's right, Fans, this is right on the dirt here. It's not like a... There's no concrete.
He
We're out here in the...
Mr. Brady and rolls him back into the center of the ring.
Okay.
And he gets on the top. Yeah, go ahead.
Trips getting in. He's going up to the top rope. Nails him with a flying dropkick. A flying dropkick. Brady flipped over backwards in the corner now.
Mr. Brady's eye is wide open. He's bleeding profusely.
Wait, he's on his hands and knees begging Triple B not to hit him anymore.
And low blow to Triple B!
Oh, no! Right in the... Oh, God, he walked right into it.
Triple B drops to one knee.
That'll take it down every
time, Brady takes the blood and rubs it into his mustache, and then headbutts me.
Triple B.
Unbelievable. Headbutt. Does anybody ever win a headbutt?
Apparently they're both bleeding now, sir.
Apparently Mr. Brady just did. Oh, now he's got him. He's pulling those legs apart, and he stomps him right in the middle. Where's the ref? What are you doing, ref?
God.
Hey, ref, what's up with that?
Unbelievable.
The family jewels, if you will.
Yes.
The Bloody Butcher pulls the legs apart again. He's looking around, and he drops a faceplant right onto the family jewels. Now there's blood all over Bonaducci.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
A weird,
that's gross,
weird
man.
Dynamic.
Oh, and he hits him with another one. And another one. Where are you? What the hell is the ref's going on? This is sick. Now he's getting out taunting around the ring. What is he dancing like? He's
He's the world television champion. That's what he's dancing
more
like.
More like Rip Taylor to me. But anyway.
Mr. Brady, if you look over here, here's the belt, sir. Here it is.
A known fan who is here tonight, by the way.
Hey, no offense, Rip. You're with
PSC. He's a Mr. Brady fan.
Everybody's with Mr. Brady.
Yeah.
Everybody except for Triple B right now.
Right. Whatever you say there, bud.
America's greatest actor. He played Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars. He was the shark in Jaws. I don't know if you know this. In Armageddon, he was the meteor coming to Earth to kill the people. Huge star. Huge star in Hollywood, sir.
Okay.
Like, they think that was a Bruce Willis film. It wasn't. It was a Michael Brady production.
Well, right now, he needs to stop strutting and concentrate on Trips, because Trips is getting his second win, it looks like. Triple B is getting up. Pounds Brady
right
in the middle.
The back of the head? How did Mr. Brady not see it coming?
Oh, he's going to the turnbuckle for a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just... too many on the pants.
15, 60, and he stops.
Oh,
my goodness.
Now, Brady is so dizzy that
he falls on his face. He falls onto the ground and rolls out of the ring. My gosh.
Anything he can do. Unbelievable. He's going out there.
Why would anyone assault the world television champion like that?
Fans,
why would they do that?
I have no idea. And fans, please remember.
He was in Star Wars, goddammit.
There was no steel. Remember, we are all overlooking. We're not too far from it ourselves. The edge of Snake Canyon, the Grand Canyon at Knievel Fest. And we don't have steel guard ratings. We have two. There's another match going over on the other
Johnny
side.
Zero. This man played E.T. in the film E.T. He's America's fucking sweetheart.
He didn't play E.T. But we don't have steel guard railing around the match. It's just dirt. It's just a road. And we have a string. They have a string barrier that's you know, stuck on wooden stakes around.
It's not safe. And we know this because we were up really fucking high, man.
Yeah, man.
It's not good.
Fuck, that was a long down.
It's,
way down, dude.
It's not good there.
No.
It's bad, actually.
Oh, my God. Okay, looks like Triple B's going out after him, grabs Brady by the hair, and he's rubbing his face across that rope.
The sand.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brady's
the crowd
advising
is eating
pain.
It up. They love it.
They love it. And Triple B's going back for more. Brady's got a can of dirt. Throws it right in the eyes of Triple B. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Kicks him again in the private area.
Family
jewels. Oh, my God. Stoning him back in. What's that slobber knocker we got going on here? Throws him back in the ring. Looks like Brady's going up to the top now. Going for one of his high. Could be going for his version of glitter from above. He's going for it.
Bonaducci moves. No.
He missed it.
No.
He missed it.
Both competitors out into the center of the ring, writhing in pain.
Oh, my God.
This is a travesty.
There's both are juiced. Both are. We got blood everywhere.
There is blood everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, fans, we don't have steel radar, guard railings in a match like this. We have, ropes on wooden poles. That's it. It's just a bunch of people, just a hardcore TV dad wrestling fans came out camping. The referee's starting to count on both of them. One. They're both down. Two.
Johnny, Tom Selleck has jumped up on the apron out of the
audience. Tom Selleck! What's Tom Selleck doing here?
He's captured the attention of the referee. He's trying to explain to him not to count at this time.
Unbelievable.
That's Tom Selleck.
Unbelievable. Why is his mustache, is it golden?
It is a golden stash, if you will.
Is that just the lights?
Perhaps. We're in a weird scenario, and
yeah.
Someone has thrown something into the ring. It's been picked
up
by
Tom
Mr. Brady.
Here?
Mr. Brady is now battling Triple B in the forehead with something in his hand. He throws it out of the ring. He hooks him. He covers the leg. Mr. Selleck releases the referee. One, two. He kicks out. Triple B will not be pinned.
He better get up. Get up, Danny. Fuck, man.
Mr. Brady pulls him by the hair, picks him up, throws him into the rope, comes out.
Yeah.
Irish whip. Clothesline.
Oh.
Vicious.
Oh, unbelievable. Why is Tom Selleck in TV Dad Wrestling?
Well, it's not that he's in wrestling per se. But we can all admit that there's a lot of stars here. Sylvester Stallone was here yesterday.
Yep.
There's a lot of people
Kurt
here.
Russell,
and Tom Selleck felt inclined to assist a...
This is
a famous actor helping a famous actor.
I've even seen certain people from the... from another promotion here as well. I saw Rick Moranis for some reason. I mean, there's lots of people here. Unbelievable.
Say what you will, but this is a fantastic athletic expenditure in the ring by America's greatest TV actor and most successful and powerful athlete today.
Hey, Triple B is Triple B for a reason, my friend.
Triple B's being destroyed by the world's television
champion
as we speak.
Tom Selleck's also a TV dad, by the way, so he is eligible. I just wasn't expecting this Tom Selleck to show up here at the Knievel Fest. It's just unbelievable.
Brady's ascending the top rope again. He's going to go for glitter from above, and he nails it. He nails it in the center of the ring.
Right in the middle.
Mr. Brady is demanding that someone give him a microphone. Mr. Brady, hold on. We'll get your microphone. Hold on, sir.
And Tom Selleck's throwing glitter in the ring. What the hell was that? He's hand throwing golden glitter in the ring.
I'm the world television champion. I'm Mr. Brady. I want you, the audience, to look at the TV-a-tron. Watch this!
What the hell's
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Thank you for the information, sir.
Oh, man, that guy's a sicko.
Oh, my goodness.
It's on the Knieveltron.
We're looking at it is the Knieveltron, isn't it?
Yeah, this festival, yeah.
We're looking at Knieveltron, and if you look up, it's a dark screen.
Yeah.
It's a dark screen. They're panning back.
Yes.
That's Joni Cunningham.
The drive-in movie
Who appears to be smoking crack cocaine.
Oh, no!
That's Tony Danza lighting it.
The hitman, Tony Danza?
Look, it's right there in front of you.
Oh, my God,
Mr.
Man.
Big is waving in the
background.
Yeah, I
know. We're just so close to the edge. Where I'm sitting at.
They're laughing. They're partying.
Mr. Big.
They're putting out lines
Tony
on the
Soprano.
Table. And now Joni's doing the lines, Johnny. She's doing the lines.
Oh, that's bad. Somebody get that girl away from that shit, man. That's terrible.
Joni's collapsed, sir. She's collapsing.
Holy shit, man.
Falling on the floor.
Holy shit, man. Can we get some audio on that at all?
Well, no. It's so far away. There's blood running out of her nose.
Fans, you gotta see it. It's almost like being at a drive-in movie theater because this is an outdoor festival.
Johnny Zero, Mr. Big is urinating Joni Cunningham. Urinating on a passed out Joni Cunningham.
Oh, no.
On the Knievelatron.
Hopefully we get some. Hey, man, can we get some audio on that?
Now, Mr. Brady, the world's television champion, is pointing a nearly unconscious Bonaducci's face up at the TV-a-tron. At the Knievel-a-tron.
This is one of the sickest.
Johnny, now I don't know if this is real, but it looks to me that girl's turning blue. I feel like that girl's passing away on us.
Where is she physically? Somebody needs to get back there. Oh, shit. Sheriff Griffith and Winslow are on the other side.
Yeah, they're on the other side of the canyon.
Yep.
Out of the ring.
Oh, my God. Where's Gwen and Jackal and... And
Bonaducci has decided to run out of the ring and go to the backstage area in an attempt to find her.
Yeah.
The referee has now started to count.
Oh, no.
One, two, three.
Oh,
four,
no.
Five.
He's going to lose it, dude.
Six.
Brady's going to retain.
Eight. Nine.
I don't blame him for going to check on Miss Joni. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner from countout and still world's television heavyweight champion, Mr. Brady.
Now what happens to the magnetic boots?
Excuse me, John. I have to hand the title of the champion. Please excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, sir.
Mr. Brady. Here, sir. Here you go.
My boots!
Oh, yeah! Ah!
Unbelievable. And Triple B has left his magnet boots at ringside.
No, he's a coward. He's abandoned the ring.
No,
he
man.
Was here. He had an opportunity to face off against the greatest athlete in wrestling today. Decided to leave.
Did you see his valet, his girlfriend, Joni Cunningham, turning blue?
I did see it.
That wasn't fake. TV Dad is...
You don't know.
TV Dad's wrestling is real. People are fake.
Well, you don't know that's not... You don't know. You don't know. Until I see a death certificate, sir, I have no idea.
I can't believe they would even put something like that on anything to do with Evel Knievel or the TV Dad's Wrestling Federation. We do not support that type of activity. Unbelievable. That was sickening. Could that have been some kind of staged act to get his attention?
The question is, could it have been prevented? Could Joni Cunningham have made better choices in her life to not wind up dying in international television, ruining our day job, really?
Yeah, because
it's very selfish of her to smoke crack cocaine and then do lines of what I would assume be the heroin, and then she just passes away on television.
Some kind of piece of heroin.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Stealing the thunder, if you will,
I know, but...
of the world's television heavyweight champion, the only champion we have in pro wrestling
today. Right,
right.
Well, she's had an ongoing problem. We know that. She's puked on our desk before at some of the arena shows. Remember Topeka, Kansas?
I do.
And again, in what was it, Detroit?
Now, we don't know if she's dead. It's a theory. We have no idea what's going to happen, but she
did
turn
blue.
And it really was an interesting scenario, and I don't know how I feel about it, but she's a tramp, actually. That's how I feel about it.
Is she confirmed to be... Is she dead?
Again, it could have been television magic. This is a person that was on
Happy Days.
But you don't know.
But the one we've always prided ourselves in, the one thing while we're both here, while all these people are here, is that TV Dad Wrestling is the real deal. I mean, there's no predetermined outcome. Oh yeah, that's why we have an injury report. That's why guys get hurt and things like this happen. I mean, you remember Bud Bundy, the tragedy there? I mean,
oh, very tragic.
Oh man, unbelievable.
Al Bundy's really never recovered. And you had to have King Kong Bundy, his cousin, come in and try and help him.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that guy was poised to be a world champion at one point.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of a shadow of the former self.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I was looking back on it, when he was going for his to be Bundy Solo, as you all know, Al Bundy was, was going to be Han Solo, and probably should have been at the time, to be honest with you. He probably buried himself in the Star Wars conventions to deal with, the loss of his son. I that's the only thing I can think of, because I know he's a tough competitor, and I feel for the guy. You know, it's not often somebody gets killed in the ring. And, that's why they said that Ted Lawson and, there was never really someone prosecuted for that death. That death didn't even need to happen. He was the world middleweight champion. God rest his soul, Bud Bundy. I see Grady on the other side. I'm hearing something about Grady's on the other side, but we can't see that right now. Yeah! Is that 70s tag team?
That 70s tag team!
Right, the king of the parking lot wars, and Arthur Fonzarelli the Fonz.
Coming down to the squared circle,
brandishing the brand new World Television Championship straps. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you that 70s tag team.
Actually, they're the World Tag Team Champions.
Well, here's the thing. Mr. Brady is the only heavyweight champion currently in the TV Dads Federation. The most prestigious belt we have is the TV title.
No, you forget.
So therefore, the tag titles are now the TV tag titles because I have decreed.
Well, also, you got to remember there is a vacant World's Heavyweight Championship.
That's real shit.
The real anniversary belt, brand new. They let us put it right out here. It's in the grass case right by Evel Knievel's XR270 Harley Davidson motorcycle and his cape. I want the blue suit. I always like the dark blue suit.
You are not going to fucking believe who they're facing off against.
Who is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, making their return to the squared circle. Furlough from prison for the weekend.
Who?
The Royal.
Oh, no.
There's no theme music. There's
Stone
nothing.
Cold, coming out cold.
O.J. Simpson, Bill Cosby, furloughed for the weekend. Oh, my God.
They're running out. They're diving in. Oh, my God. It's a Pier 6
brawl. It's already started. They
it's
didn't even ring the
Holy
bell.
Shit, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, for one fall for the world tag title.
Oh my God, dude. They're jumping them from behind.
And they're off.
Oh my God. Fonzie's keeping the leather on. And Fonzie's coming back. Fonzie's got Bill Cosby in the corner. Fonzie whips him into the other corner, comes back with a drop kick. Nails him. Red is felt over the top ring with OJ. They're fighting out in the audience.
Red and OJ are definitely going at it. Yeah, this is a violent encounter.
And it's all dirt up here, folks, so it's smoke. It's dust.
It's dust, yes.
You got dust. They've fallen over the ring.
Protective barrier.
Yeah, it's just a rope going across on four sides. That's it. Oh, my God. They're battling back. Knocked over somebody's tent. Unbelievable.
Johnny, someone threw a stop sign into the ring, Johnny.
Oh, my God, that's great. The parking lot roars. Unbelievable. Well, they're coming back in the ring.
Mr. Cosby picks up the stop sign. He swings it. No, Red Ducks. He hits OJ.
Oh.
OJ falls over the top.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Fonzie's going up to the top rope behind him. Jumps over the top for a sunset flip. Got him down. 1, 2, 3. Unbelievable. Unbelievable! That 70s tag team and the fans are going crazy, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner.
Hit the music.
And still, World Tag Team Champions, that 70s tag team.
Yeah. Oh my God! Did you see that?
I guess Mr. Cosby's out of shape. He's been in jail for quite a long time.
How in the hell did Fonzie, Henry Winkler, something about that leather jacket, he turns into a different guy.
How did they get out of jail? Bill Cosby's doing 3 years for rape. How's he even here? Secondly, how could he compete for a championship? Who sanctioned this match? Yeah, what state would allow a convicted rapist to fight?
We have Jerry Springer in control here, you know. So, you have the Jerry Springer Mafia, you've got Tattoo putting live, you know, crocodiles and alligators that aren't even indigenous to that area, by the way.
You're fucking paranoid.
No, I'm not. I seen it. I seen
Tattoo
down there.
From Fantasy Island.
I seen Tattoo. I seen Mr. Big, and I could have sworn that was Stashburg.
It's the guy.
I got pictures. Unbelievable.
It's the guy from Game of Thrones, the new famous little person.
No.
It's not Tattoo at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, Hervé Villechaize is not here.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the thing is, I'm just surprised at how coordinated that 70s tag team has begun in their recent action.
I got to tell the truth. I'm going to speak the truth between us, Johnny Zero.
Yeah.
They utilized a stop sign to knock O.J. Simpson unconscious. That's not exactly fair.
Actually, it was Cosby that used it first. So
I'm just saying.
What's good is
that was the weapon at hand.
Hey, what's good?
The superior athlete in the Royals, Mr. Hey, I mean, OJ hasn't been
too hot. Get out of the kitchen.
OJ hasn't been in singles competition at all. This whole thing with Cosby, if you remember, the first heavyweight tag team champions of the world ever were the Royals TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Now, if you remember something else, though, OJ is. One time, a 2,000-yard rusher in the NFL, dude. This is not a weak man.
I don't know why they had to cheat and use a stop sign to knock OJ.
Cosby picked it up and hit him first. What are you talking about?
All I know is OJ's face was bloody and he was out of the ring, and it was unnecessary.
But
and
I thought it was great is when Red just knew to drop down right behind him and then
right on his knees like a little hooah.
No, he was setting it up for Henry Winkler to come off the top and set up for that flying sunset flip right in the middle of the ring, dude. And it was beautiful. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I did you see the air that Fonzie got?
I did see it.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, who would even believe that's... look, whatever Red is doing, whatever they're doing together, the fans love it. People love it. I mean, look at the merch table, man. And you guys should order our Knievel Fest t-shirts. We have them here at our merch tables.
Why are you trying to draw money for Springer? He owns all this.
Anything you
collect is going to go directly to Springer, not to us. It isn't like the wrestlers get a piece of this.
Well, I'm talking about our custom-made ones.
I feel like that you're kind of falling in line with the Springer Mafia.
Not at all.
I feel like you've supported the murder of Joni Cunningham on a worldwide television.
Is it an official death yet?
Is it because you're a tabloid reporter?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a tabloid reporter. It's because you're a fountain of misinformation. How about getting on the horn, because we're out here, it's hard to get signal, and find out where she even was. and if she's officially dead or not. Can you do that?
No, I don't work for Tabloid Reporter Johnny Zero.
I'm
a card-carrying
member. I'm not a tabloid reporter. I'm going to see if the poor girl's alive or not.
I'm a card-carrying member of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. Frankly, you don't give me orders. Like, I don't appreciate the way you're speaking to me right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little flabbergasted and verklempt, if you will.
The most disloyal organization in sports. But
Tabloid reporting, yes, we know.
Vex, let's look and see if she's alive or not. At least let's check it out.
It's worth a Google. Why don't you Google it right now?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, if this woman really passed away and wasn't just playing for the camera and trying to portray herself as a damsel in distress.
And distract
and please
Triple B.
Rescue. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Because Triple B was going against the world's greatest wrestler. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a big fucking deal, man.
No, I hear you, man, but I feel bad for her because I've seen it and so have you. I mean, dude, you know, I'm the one that sits here by the ring aisle, usually for an arena. We're out here on outside or one side of the... Again, fans, if you're joining us late, we're at the Knievel Festival. Two sides of the Grand Canyon. We're at the Knieveltron, where we're going to have the world's ever first ever, rocket match, where it's got two matches going on the other side. Joni Cunningham was seen backstage on the Knieveltron. Where exactly was
she? You know what?
Jack?
They didn't say she was here. That's the worst part.
Yeah, like, I didn't.
Danny runs away to find her. We don't know where the fuck she is. It could have been pre-recorded. That could have happened 2 years ago. We don't even know. But Mr. Brady was being a good citizen, if you will.
Oh.
And he was trying to advise Triple B of like what was happening above him on the TV, on the Knievelatron. Yeah. And he was just trying to be helpful. And I mean, that's what a TV champion should do. He should help his fans.
So he can win the match.
He was going to win the match. He's the world's television champion.
Well, here's the other thing. We have several major big-time RVs here with, you know, satellite and you know, television. Stuff. Could she be in one of them? He looked like he was running over there, one of the trailers.
For all I know, this is footage spliced together from an awful B movie she made in the 80s. We don't know definitively that this is real.
We have no idea. That is true.
He was already a bloodied mess because he was getting decimated by the greatest wrestler in athletics today.
I wouldn't say that.
He was beside himself, and then seeing it, it might have just triggered something. For all we know, that was a TV movie of the week that Tony Danza made with her in 1987.
Hitman Tony Danza and Mr. Big, Tony Soprano, and Steve Wilkos are all in the Jerry Springer Mafia.
Urinating on the body was a bit obscure and extreme for me.
I can't believe. I mean, there's children. I mean, isn't
there's
there
kids?
There's kids here, man. You can't have that kind of, of shit, man.
It's a different America, if you will.
Unbelievable.
The TV Dads Federation has crossed into a darker territory than it's ever been before.
And her face, she was blubbering, and there's froth coming out of the mouth.
But again, there's no sound. There's no sound system for that.
Yeah.
The crowd was deafening, even if there was a sound, so we wouldn't have heard anything.
Yeah.
We couldn't get a line in. You were definitely asking for that. You know, they wanted some audio.
I know. And well, the thing is, I'd be inclined to agree that it was an attention stunt or something, but I've seen her come over, and all the time she's fallen to the desk.
She's definitely passed out in front of us before.
Yeah, had drool, and I think we can both agree on that, right?
Looks
like she was...
she's a known drug user.
She had mashed potatoes or something coming out of her mouth. I don't know what the hell that was.
Danny
has
sent her to rehab multiple times.
Yes, he has. We're waiting to get a word. Breaking news, oh my God.
What is it, Johnny?
Oh, God, it looks like Joni Cunningham.
Wait, John. Is Mr. Brady okay?
Fuck Mr. Brady.
Because you said
Joni Cunningham has died.
No!
Right? Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a somber moment for everyone.
Unbelievable.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Listen, John.
Yes, this is direct from the front office.
John, you're a tabloid reporter.
I'm not a tabloid reporter.
There's a good chance.
That?
There's a good chance that your reference is wrong.
No, buddy.
You're suspect.
You're
sir.
Wrong. You are suspect.
I want to ask again.
John, check your email.
John, this is important. Is Mr. Brady okay?
No one cares about Mr. Brady, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? What is with you and Mr. Brady?
Are you sure he's okay?
How could you possibly be like that?
You said breaking news, and I got
Joni Cunningham is dead. How could you possibly be like
you
this?
You have to pull it together. Just stop crying. I'm sorry.
Crying, man. Unbelievable, man. Like, the poor girl is dead. She's dead. She's been poisoned by the Springer Mafia, Hitman Tony Danza, Mr. Big Tony Soprano, Steve Wilkos. She's blubbering on the floor, face turned blue, right on TV, and you want to bring up urine and all this shit. They put it on the Knievel trial. How did they even patch that in?
But wait. Is Mr. Brady okay? Are you sure? Are you sure it's not Mr. Brady?
No.
Like, does nothing happen? The world TV champion's still all right?
No, it looks like...
Because I gotta be honest, that dead prostitute drug addict is not really something I would concern myself
it's
with.
It's a human being, dude.
A human being, man? Yeah. You mean a human trash can? Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this on. We have the greatest sport in the world. I mean, like, we have the greatest sport in the world. How could you possibly ask
She
like
could
that?
Not handle the pressure.
Unbelievable.
Boom Boom Bonaducci, you could not handle the
Fans,
pressure.
History made here.
Mr. Bonaducci, why is your girlfriend dead? Highly suspect.
History made here, folks.
But again, is Mr. Brady
we've
okay?
We've had another death in the history of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. We're overlooking Snake River Canyon, and it looks like Mr. Brady is running away with the whole thing. I believe, I don't know how Danny would be able to recover from all this. It's just terrible.
John, I'm going to take away for a moment. If you look up at the Knievelatron.
Poor girl.
Oh my goodness, it is so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
This is terrible, man.
They're showing a video montage of Jody Cunningham.
Why would Springer put this upright? This is a little bit, have a little couth, man.
You were just saying how tragic it was that she had passed away.
That was like 5 minutes ago, man. How would you?
You know, it could have been last month. We don't know when that was shot.
No,
that footage.
No, I have worry. It was in one of the trailers here, overlooking Snake River Canyon. Because look. There's.
Can you stop making this about you?
There's Danny Bonaducci. Triple
B. A woman is dead, and you're just making it all about you and your tabloid reporting.
Look at the Knievel-tron. He's got it in his hand. He's screaming no, like one of those movies, where they go no, you know what I mean? Like you can see the man's clearly in pain. This is terrible, man. Joni Cunningham.
But again, it's a very serious question. Is Mr. Brady okay?
I think he'll be fine.
Thank you.
Does that mean that now the question is on the next day of the festival? Does that mean he's going up in the X1?
Most definitely, he's the winner. He's going to be the world's champion because he's facing no one.
Thoughts and prayers to Howard and
thoughts and prayers
and Mrs. C. How is this going to affect Fonzie and Howard Cunningham and Mrs. T and Richie and everybody?
It's pretty sad. I mean, Richie has a career as a fucking movie producer, actor guy. No, director. I apologize.
Well, he's a great director. But I'm saying, what about Potsy and Ralph? I mean, they were in the parking lot wars. They did pretty good.
Yeah.
It's all connected to Red and Fonz.
The Milwaukee Killers.
Milwaukee Killers, that's right. And then you have the real Han Solo.
You know what I heard? That Joni was pretty loose.
Ed O'Neill.
Joni fucked pretty much all those guys. So I could understand how it ends this way. It's kind of like the tragedy
this
of...
This is terrible.
Kimberly from...
Here he comes.
What?
Danny Burnt, Triple B coming out. They've got a spotlight on him. He's walking out carrying Joni's lifeless body in his hands.
Oh my God, this is so sad.
This is terrible.
You know, the question on everyone's mind...
Oh.
Is Mr. Brady okay? That's what matters now.
Well, dude, just have a little respect, man, for Joni Cunningham here. This is
Joni Cunningham. We barely knew ya.
That's terrible, man. I tried to help her, man. That's terrible, man.
So you took a poke too?
We shouldn't be making.
I'm not making anything.
We shouldn't be making fun of like that, Johnny.
Addict passing away.
Come on, bro.
It's all right by me.
Hey, man, that's a disease. You know, that's not a...
She died from her disease, man.
If people treat it more like a disease than a crime...
I'm more concerned about
help.
About the cyborg that used to be the heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, man. Oh,
Danny, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, God, they got ambulances coming out to the... We're live here at Knievel Fest. Unbelievable.
You know, it's a somber way to end day two. It really is.
Unbelievable.
We had some fantastic athleticism in the ring.
That sunset
and
flip.
The entire nation is asking themselves right now, is Mr. Brady okay? And I've just gotten a page, and I want to let all of you know I got a text message. Mr. Brady's safe. He's been removed from the premises by a security detail, and he's fine. And I hear they're going to film ET2 very shortly.
And the question the nation is really asking is, and where, with all this going on, and where is the frontiersman, Charles Ingalls?
Oh, my God.
That's the real question.
Is that what you're asking?
Well, they have to be. You have to be. Somebody's going to have to go up in that rocket. Somebody's got to be man enough to get it
done. No, if Brady gets on the rocket with his magnetic boots that he won fair and square moments ago in the squared circle.
Yep.
He is the new world's heavyweight heritage champion.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
It'd be the greatest day ever. Ever.
He didn't even win it, and he's going to...
Brady was a world tag team champion.
Yes, he
is. He is now the world television
Crockett
champion.
Cup as well.
Handily defeating the self-proclaimed ultimate stash. Jason Seaver,
right?
An awful competitor in the ring. I don't even know how he got the belt.
Jason Seaver, once he went down to Grady's promotion, I want to go cover what's going on the other side of the canyon. That'd be great.
You know, here's
there's
the
canyon.
Thing.
There's
I am
Grady's
not,
here.
I am not getting in a fucking helicopter. I'm just not. You can do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Okay, man. Well, anyway, somebody died, man. We should have a little more respect for that. You know what I mean? Like,
but again,
it's not cool.
Is Mr. Brady okay? And this is all the emails and news I'm getting. I'm getting tweets right now. Everyone wants to know, is Mr. Brady safe?
I don't see a single thing. I don't see a single...
You can't see my screen.
I don't see a single tweet. Like, is this all on your mind or what, dude? Because people are... I'm seeing more tweets about...
How dare you, Joni's
dying, man. They're all tweeting about poor Danny Pribble B carrying her body around in the arena. I mean, not the arena, excuse me, around the cliffs here at we're here live, folks, at the Knievel Fest, and there is people here, we got campers, we've got a lot of people in tents, we have some RVs, we have rings on either side, we have two rockets ready to go, and someone has died, and it's a really sad, somber note. We hate to end like that. Poor Danny Bonaducci. I mean, you gotta, you know, have some sympathy for the man, you know what I mean? Like,
thoughts and prayers. Thoughts
it's not like he didn't try and, you know, get her off it or whatever she was doing, but at what point does the Springer Mafia stuff stop? At what point does Jerry Springer get stopped? I mean, once and for all. The Jerry Springer and the Bloody Stash crew. It's unbelievable.
How dare you?
This is
America's
a travesty of justice.
Actor.
It's a travesty of justice. It's a travesty of justice, sir. And you, sir, are suspect. Unbelievable. A woman died, man. I mean, Joni Cunningham is no longer with us. Really?
Okay.
Really?
Fucking drug addict.
I thought that
you know, next, June Cleaver's gonna die in a weird sexcapade.
No.
And you're gonna be fucking like, oh my God.
She was so amazing,
June Cleaver. No, I love her so much in my heart.
June Cleaver's a great woman.
She's a hooah.
She's a great woman.
She's a hooah.
No. You got it mixed up.
Hey,
the one you need to talk about is the Ayatollah of bipolar.
Joni.
And that's Ward Cleaver.
I barely knew you, but.
The violent.
I'm sorry you're dead.
Very dangerous.
What do you want me to say? It's very sad.
The very dangerous Ward Cleaver. Which I'm sure at some point...
He's off his fucking meds. He's a fucking
cheek
now.
That's the kind of bullshit Jerry Springer does. Because he doesn't want him to make...
You know that I was in the chopper too.
Psychiatric meds. Because he thinks it'll make him more violent and have more...
You just fucking talk over me all goddamn
I have to explain that. Yes, he wanted him off his psych meds so he could make more ratings off him. The only thing Springer cares about is money.
He just said it. He was interviewed in this fucking very broadcast. I gotta tell you, it's been a colorful day. I'm gonna recap, if you will, sir.
Go ahead.
We opened this broadcast, there was a fucking machine representing the world's heavyweight champion against his father, who wasn't really his father because he was a fucking droid or some shit, or an android.
I couldn't believe that. There's got to be some... We need to get... We're out here overlooking the canyon, folks.
And think about the insanity... that Florida Evans cries so much while holding the torso of her son that it bursts into flames and his head flies off.
Well, look here at our little setup here. I mean, there's tears everywhere. Poor lady. I love Mrs. Evans. Man, I just can't believe she had to go through all that. And then,
wait a minute.
It's probably short-circuited with the moisture.
Is the Duke of Chicago dead?
That's the question.
Buffalo Butt had sat or called in yesterday.
He's explaining
that the man got shot in the face. And then he's here today, and he's like, no, he's fine. He's going to compete. And he's wearing a special mask. And is he like the $6 million man? Did they rewire him together? Like, who was that android?
I have no idea. Was it some kind of... I don't know. We're waiting to hear back confirmation on that. I think it looked like it was an actual cyborg. But, I couldn't tell
you. And then, I got to give it to Mr. Evans. Like, he wrestled a fucking robot for the better part of fucking 2 hours.
Probably much stronger than a normal human man.
And he survived. And he won the match almost.
Yeah.
But then he passed out from the electrical storm caused by his crying wife.
Yeah,
and they both get counted out. And now we have a vacant world championship. John, next to your computer is a brand new fucking belt.
Yep.
It's got that big fucking dome globe on it.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
Platinum and gold.
Yep.
Who gets the belt?
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires.
Mr. Brady's going to get the belt, and that's okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. I'm sure
so, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow when we tune in, we are going to see the World Heavyweight Television Champion facing off against
To Be Determined.
Yeah, I would assume...
I don't think it's Bonaducci, I'll tell you that one.
I don't know after the night he had. Oh, my God.
And remember, all the wrestlers who competed in the Battle Royale, none of them are fucking eligible because they all got eliminated in one capacity.
Well, I would think it would... I would think, I'm just saying, it would defer to the next highest-rated competitor, perhaps... Perhaps the Duke of Chicago, if we find out if he's still around or what the hell's going on.
Well, Springer did make it clear both Evans boys are...
Duke, perhaps?
Yeah, you're just obsessed with this fucking racist. It's sad.
No, I'm talking about the actual ratings, bro. I'm saying, listen.
The ratings, bro.
Well, listen.
Oh, my God, bro.
Listen.
Bruh.
It's
embarrassing, actually.
What are you talking about? I don't say brah.
You can't even mention that the Golden Stash made an appearance. Tom Selleck.
What are you talking about? I did. But a woman died, dude. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, you used to love Triple B. Like Danny Bonaduce.
Oh, I have a lot of love for Danny Bonaduce.
It's a guy you've gone on. Guys, if you listen to the episodes, this guy was loved him. Now he's
still do, just so we're clear.
Okay, and then fantastic, and he's walking around with his dead valet.
But the real tragedy here, Mr. Johnny Zero, and everyone's asking and everyone's tweeting, is Mr. Brady okay? And I can definitively let everyone know that Mr. Brady has escaped. Now, we're neglecting to mention that the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions defended their title with their brand new straps. They faced off against the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not surprised at all. I think the Vet70s tag team is one of the best tag team in the world. I thought that was an amazing move.
You know, they cheated with that giant stomp sign, but beyond that, they did really well.
I mean, we're out here again, folks. We're overlooking Snake Canyon River in over the Grand Canyon. So, they used it first, buddy. You have a lot of class, you know that?
Why, thank you.
It's because if a woman dies and you're asking about Mr. Brady.
She's a hua. A hua. A drug addict.
Lots of
a problem. I got to tell you. Do you remember the original Star Wars trilogy from the 70s and the 80s?
Of course.
Episode 4 is Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
Yes.
And Empire Strikes Back ends in a very somber note.
Yes.
Today is ending in a somber note.
Yes, it is.
Now, the silver lining is that Mr. Brady is okay. But there's a somber note, everyone. And tomorrow, hopefully, will be fantastic.
I wonder if they're going to show that Joni video again.
Well, they did the montage. They gave her a song. It was prepared. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth of it. You had asked how come it went up 5 minutes after her death. They knew she was going to die for fucking years. They probably edited this shit together. And they're like, oh, Joni's dead. Shit, I got it. Hold on. Push play.
Yeah, but
push play right now.
With the wellness policy, I mean, what is Jerry Springer? What kind of operation is he running here, man? I mean, that's ridiculous.
You're an employee here.
I mean, dude, she went into our, when we were at the arena, you've seen three different cities we were in. I mean, she actually, I mean, what was that, like green, it looked like mashed potatoes and somebody put green food dye in it, man. I mean, like,
so I just want to get this straight. People are beating her up and putting needles in her arm, or is she a fucking drug addict sucking weenuses and going, give me the drugs, I love them so much, la 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 la.
I really don't understand it, because she has money of her own, as you know, Triple
not anymore.
Triple B is, she had, yeah, well, yeah.
It's so
very classy, very classy Vex.
To say goodbye to yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX, along with Mr. Johnny Zero.
The People's Hero.
This has been episode 44 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Live from the Knievel Fest at Grand Canyon.
Fucking log in 23 hours and you're going to see something amazing.
Yes.
So we're telling you, have a fantastic evening. Be safe. Thank you.
Take care.